Jeremiah chapter 7. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, to say, Stand at the gate of the house of the Lord, and proclaim there these words, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all of Judah who enter at these gates to worship the Lord. This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Mend your ways and your deeds, and I will install you in this place. Do not put your trust in lying words, which say, These are the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. For if you mend your ways and your deeds properly, if you conscientiously execute justice between a man and his neighbour, and do not oppress the foreigner, the orphan or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place, and do not go after other gods to your detriment, then I will install you in this place, in the land which I have given your fathers from age to age. Look, you are putting your trust in lying words which are to no avail. Will you steal and murder and commit adultery and swear falsely and burn incense to Baal and go after other gods which you have not known, and then come and stand in my presence in this house at which my name is called on, and say, We have been delivered in order to commit all these abominations? Has this house, at which my name is called on in your sight, become a den of thieves? Look, I for my part have seen it, says the Lord. For just go to my place which is in Shiloh, where I installed my name at first, and see what I did to it because of the wickedness of my people Israel. And now, on account of your doing all these deeds, says the Lord, I arose early to speak to you, but when I spoke, you did not listen, and when I called you, you did not respond. And I will do to the house at which my name is called on, which you trust in, and to the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I did to Shiloh. And I will banish you from my presence, as I banished all your brothers, all the seed of Ephraim. And as for you, do not pray for this people, and do not raise a cry for help or a prayer for them, and do not entreat me, for I will not hear you. Do you not see what they are doing in the cities of Judah and in the open areas of Jerusalem? The sons gather wood, and the fathers light the fire, and the women knead the dough to make sacrificial cakes for the Queen of Heaven, and they pour libations to other gods, so provoking me to anger. Is it me that they provoke to anger, says the Lord? Is it not themselves, with the consequence of them being shamefaced? That is why this is what the Lord says. My anger and my fury are about to be poured out on this place, on man and on the cattle, and on the wood of the countryside, and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and not be extinguished. This is what the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices, and eat meat. For I did not speak to your fathers, and I did not command them when I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning matters of burnt offering and sacrifice, except that I commanded them this thing, and said, Heed my voice, and I will be God to you, and you will be a people to me, and walk in all the way which I command you, in order that it shall go well with you. But they did not take heed, and they did not incline their ears, and they walked in various devices and the obstinacy of their evil heart. And they became backward-moving, and not forward-moving, from the day when your fathers came out of the land of Egypt up to this day. Yet I sent all my servants the prophets to them, rising early daily and sending them. But they did not listen to me, and they did not incline their ears, but they stiffened their necks, and they acted more wickedly than their fathers. And when you speak all these things to them, they do not listen to you, and when you call out to them, they do not answer you. Now you will say to them, This is the nation which did not heed the voice of the Lord their God, and which did not accept correction. Faithfulness has been lost, and it has been cast away from their mouth. Shave off your long hair, and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on your high places, for the Lord has rejected and abandoned the generation of his wrath. For the sons of Judah have done what is wrong in my sight, says the Lord. They have put their abominations in the house at which my name is called on, so as to defile it. And they have built the idolatrous raised sites to Topheth, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I did not command and which did not enter my mind. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when it will no longer be called Topheth and the Valley of the Son of Hinnom, but the Valley of Killing, and they will bury people in Topheth until there is no room. And the corpses of this people will be food for the birds of the sky and the animals of the land. And there will be no one to frighten them away. And in the cities of Judah and the open places of Jerusalem, I will put a stop to the sound of rejoicing and the sound of happiness, the sound of a bridegroom and the sound of a bride, for the land will become a desolation.